Ladies and gentlemen, we had some sad news this week. The great Bob Elliott, the comic genius, passed away at his home in Maine at the age of 92. Of course, from the famed duo Bob and Ray, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. They were radio heroes to a lot of us who are old enough to remember hearing them on the NBC weekend show Monitor. And believe me, it was a thrill when the two of them appeared on our show in the late 80s. And of course, when Bob Elliott joined the cast of our show in the early 90s. So we thought we'd salute Bob's memory with a little sketch, most of which is stolen from Bob and Ray's work, as we take you now to our man on the street, Raleigh Daniels.
All right, thanks, Tim. Thank you. We're out here on the street with a gentleman. Your name and occupation, sir?
Now, the name is Elliot M. Roberts. I'm the winner of the Most Beautiful Face in Radio contest.
Uh-huh. I see. And, what does the M stand for, Mr. Roberts?
Well, it stands for Mr.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
See, my mother loved the movie Mr. Roberts, so she named me after that movie.
Okay. And the Elliot.
I have no idea where that
came from. You never asked your mother about...
Well, my mother is Etruscan, so she doesn't speak English.
And you don't speak Etruscan?
No. Have you heard Etruscan?
I have not.
Yes. Well, you haven't missed much, believe me. It's
How do you keep your face so youthful-looking, Mr. Roberts?
Well, I maintain my youthful glow and neatly chiseled features and startling blue eyes by listening to, believe it or not, radio shows like this one. What's the name of it again?
This is a Prairie Home Companion.
I see, yes. Mm-hmm. And when is it broadcast?
Saturdays, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern.
Mm. Well, that's in my cribbage group meet, so I'm afraid...
Well, we're talking to Mr. Roberts, the winner of the Beautiful Face Contest.
Yes.
I can't help but notice that you're rather bald.
Well, that's
Mr.
correct.
Roberts.
They don't care about hair in the contest. Basically, it's just from the forehead to the chin that counts there. Hair doesn't come into it at all.
So, what sort of work do you do when you're not entering a beautiful faced contest?
Well, so many things, actually. I operate a four-leaf clover farm. Uh-huh. And then, too, there's my work on behalf of the International Komodo Dragon Foundation.
The Komodo Dragon.
That's correct. The Komodo Dragon, the world's largest living lizard, a ferocious carnivore, found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago, and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they come from?
The Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, is found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores.
Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere. Thank you.
I believe you did, yes.
Uh-huh.
And
what
of course, did I mention that I'm the spokesperson for Einbinder Flypaper?
Oh, no.
Einbinder, yes, the name you've gradually known to trust over the course of three generations.
Yes. Well, you're certainly keeping busy. Then,
oh, one more thing. Three times a day I have to walk Tippy the Wonder Dog. Tippy! There he is. And I compete in adult spelling bees as well.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Today, my opponent got the word who. And then it came to me, and I got the word interfenestration.
Yes, that's a tough break.
Well, it hardly seemed fair, but you have to learn to play with the cards you're dealt, I've always thought. Right. Yes.
So is that all, then, that you're...
One more thing. Lately, I've taken on the presidency of the STOA.
Uh-huh. STOA.
Yes, the Slow Talkers...
Mm-hmm. Of America.
Of?
America.
America.
Okay.
America, as yes. opposed to the F
T O A
T
O A
O
A
hmm?
Fast Talkers of America.
A the
Fast Talkers of America.
Fast Talkers
of America.
Of
okay, thank you. We get the idea. Thank you very
nice
much.
To see you.
Thank you. Out of the street, and now we return you to the program that was already in progress.